Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 13, Description of the Descendants of Dhruva Maharaj, Part 1, Verses 1 through 20. Description of the Descendants of Dhruva Maharaj. Continuing to speak to all the rishis, headed by Shaunaka, Suta Goswami then said,
"After hearing Maitreya Rishi describe Dhruva Maharaja's ascent to the abode of Lord Vishnu, Vidura became very much enlightened in devotional emotion, and Vidura thus inquired from Maitreya as follows, 'O greatly advanced devotee, who were the Prachetas? To which family did they belong? Whose sons were they? And where did they perform the great sacrifices? I know that the great sage Narada is the greatest of all devotees. He has compiled the Pancharatrika procedure of devotional service and has directly met the Supreme Personality of Godhead. While all the Prachetas were executing religious rituals and sacrificial ceremonies, thus worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for his satisfaction, the great sage Narada described the transcendental qualities of Dhruva Maharaj. My dear Brahmana, how did Narada Muni glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And what pastimes were described in that meeting? For I am very eager to hear of this, so kindly explain fully about that glorification of the Lord.'
The great sage Maitreya thus replied,
'My dear Vidura, when Maharaj Dhruva departed for the forest, his son Utkala did not desire to accept the opulent throne of his father, which was meant for the ruler of all the lands of this planet. From his very birth, Utkala was fully satisfied and unattached to this world. Utkala was equipoised, for he could see everything resting in the Supersoul and the Supersoul present in everyone's heart. And by expansion of his knowledge of the Supreme Brahman, Utkala had already attained liberation from the bondage of the material body. This liberation is known as Nirvana. Utkala was situated in transcendental bliss, and he continued always in that blissful existence which expanded more and more. And this was possible for Utkala by continual practice of bhakti yoga, which is compared to fire because it burns away all dirty material things. Utkala was always situated in his constitutional position of self-realization, and Utkala could not see anything else but the Supreme Lord and himself engaged in discharging devotional service. Utkala appeared to the less intelligent persons on the road to be foolish, blind, dumb, deaf, and mad, although actually Utkala was not so. Utkala remained like fire covered with ashes without blazing flames. For this reason, the ministers and all the elderly members of the family thought Utkala to be without intelligence and in fact mad. Thus, his younger brother named Vatsara, the son of Dhruva's wife Brahmi, was elevated to the royal throne and Vatsara thus became king of the world. King Vatsara had a very dear wife whose name was Farvithi, and she gave birth to 6 sons named Pushparna, Tigmaketu, Isha, Urja, Vasu, and Jaya. Pushparna had 2 wives named Prabha and Dosha. Prabha had 3 sons named Pratar, Madyandanam, and Sayam. Dosha had 3 sons, Pradosha, Nishita, and Vyushta. Vyushta's wife was named Pushkarani, and she gave birth to a very powerful son named Sarvateja. Sarvateja's wife, Akuti, gave birth to a son named Chakshusha, who became the 6th Manu at the end of the 5th Manu millennium. Nadvala, the wife of Chakshusha Manu, gave birth to the following faultless sons: Puru, Kutsa, Trita, Dyumna, Satyavan, Rita, Vrata, Agnishtoma, Atiratra, Prajuna, Shibi, and Ulmuka. Ulmuka begot 6 sons in his wife Pushkarani, and they were all very good sons, and their names were Anga, Sumana, Kyati, Kratu, Angira, and Gaya. Sunitha, the wife of Anga, gave birth to a son named Vena, who was very crooked. The saintly king Anga was very disappointed with Vena's bad character, and so King Anga left home and kingdom and went out to the forest. My dear Vidura, when great sages curse, their words are as invincible as a thunderbolt. Thus, when they cursed King Vena out of anger, Vena died. And after Vena's death, since there was no king, all the rogues and thieves flourished, and the kingdom became unregulated, and all the citizens suffered greatly. Upon seeing this, the great sages took the right hand of King Vena as a churning rod, and as a result of their churning, Lord Vishnu, in his partial representation, made his advent as King Prithu, the original emperor of the world.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
As evidenced in the topics between Vidura and Maitreya, the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the devotees are so fascinating that neither the devotee who is describing them nor the devotee who is hearing is at all fatigued by the inquiries and answers. Transcendental subject matter is so nice that no one becomes tired of hearing or speaking. Others who are not devotees may think, "Oh, how can people devote so much time simply to talks about God?" But devotees are never satisfied or satiated in hearing and speaking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead or about his devotees. For the more they hear and talk, the more devotees become enthusiastic to hear. And so the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is simply the repetition of 3 words: Hare, Krishna, and Rama. But still, devotees can go on chanting this Maha Mantra 24 hours a day without feeling fatigued. There are 2 different ways of approaching the Supreme Lord. One is called Bhagavat Marga, or the way of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other is called Pancharatrika Vidhi. Pancharatrika Vidhi is the method of temple worship, and Bhagavat Vidhi is the system of nine processes which begin with hearing and chanting. The Krishna consciousness movement accepts both processes simultaneously and thus enables one to make steady progress on the path of realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This Pancharatrika procedure was first introduced by the great sage Narada Muni, as referred to here by Vidura. The symptoms and characteristics of Utkala, the son of Maharaj Dhruva, are those of a Mahabhagavata. Factually, an advanced devotee avoids speaking with persons who are not in devotional life. But to those who are in devotional life, the advanced devotee speaks in friendship, and the advanced devotee speaks to the innocent for their enlightenment. For all practical purposes, the whole world is full of non-devotees, and so one kind of very advanced devotee is called Bhajanānandi. And those who are Goshti Anandi, however, preach in order to increase the number of devotees. But even such preachers also avoid opposing elements who are unfavorably disposed towards spiritual life. Recorded September 12, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Aum Tat Sat.
Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyare Pujana Sakhi Jana Atmani Vedana Govinda Dasabhi Lashare Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyare Pujana Sakhi Jana Atmani Vedana Govinda Dasabhi Lashare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Rama. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Namaha.